Welcome to The Abundance Journey, the show that helps spiritual entrepreneurs create an abundance mindset that accelerates revenue. Secretly, everything you experience in your life is actually abundance. Once you understand how to activate abundance, you find yourself in flow with your business and clients, so it's easy to create the revenue you want. The Abundance Journey is the only show that activates abundance for you, so you enjoy rapid results in your business. Here's your host, the Abundance Ambassador, Elaine Starling.
Hey, it's Elaine Starling. I am so happy to see you here today because I've got a really important question for you. I want to know, do you truly, truly love your life? I mean, absolutely love it. Well, fortunately, there are often things that happen that kind of distract you and make you think that you don't love your life, that you can't love your life as it is right now. And I say fortunately, because all of this is designed to help expand your spiritual mastery. That's what it's truly all about. So instead of resenting when things show up, now we can kind of celebrate that things are showing up for us. And that's why the topic today is celebrating life. Because no matter what is happening in your world, no matter what's going on in the external world, wars, famines, horrible natural disasters, people who you love dearly, who have graduated on to another form of experience, they've passed away from our human experience. All of that is designed to give you an experience that you live through as your higher self. And the more you can adapt and get really comfortable with living from your higher self, the more you love your life. And you can love it right now because it is designed to be an incredible blessing for you. So before we get really down in the weeds here, because I've got a lot I want to share with you, I need to set our intention today because it's super important that we get exactly what we want out of this experience. And you know how I feel about intentions. We always start with our intention. That's how we want to feel and what we want to create together. Your intention is super important because you're actually being super clear about what you want to experience. And we're going to hold this for 78 seconds, which I swear will feel like an eternity. It always does. And I do this every day and it still feels like an eternity because human beings have very, very short attention spans. We're used to lots of stimulation, all of that outside stuff that's going on. We got to get on social media. We got to talk to people. We have to do emails. We've got all this stuff we have to do. And we forget about the being part. And that's why I am really set on setting your intention, because your intention is how you want to be, what you want to accomplish, and how you want to feel as you work on this experience. So here's our intention today. In love and light, we hold the intention that we immediately notice when we're out of alignment with our higher selves, so we quickly grow in spiritual mastery, experiencing every moment in our lives as a divine blessing. Thank you, divine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. We give thanks, and so it is. Wow, there was a ton of energy around that. I really enjoyed that. I felt my entire energy body expand, and I was focusing in on spiritual mastery. Spiritual mastery, because that's truly what our life is all about. I mean, one of the messages that I received from our higher power during my stroke is that being physical, having a human experience, is actually the cutting edge of the divine. This is the hot place to be. This is the happening spot, because the way it was explained to me, everything is love. Absolutely everything is love. So how do you expand love and expand the divine, which is love, if everything already is love? Well, you create beings like us, human beings, who don't experience everything as love. We experience contrast, difference between what is wanted and what is not wanted. And that friction, that contrast, inspires us to show up as love more often. And every time we do, we expand the divine. So it's exciting to be in this body and be a part of this magical experience, especially as we get comfortable in understanding what's actually happening. Now, the fastest way to increase your spiritual mastery is to truly know yourself. Now, I'm not talking about your identity. I'm not talking about, you know, how old you are, where you live, what you do for a living, your education, whatever. None of that. It's not your identity or your ego. That's superficial stuff. I mean, really knowing what's driving you and then deliberately taking the reins so that you consistently show up as your higher self instead of reacting to what you notice in the moment. Now, I got a really great distinction recently on the difference between our human self and our higher self. Our human self is very tuned into the outer world, the external world. It's very emotional and reactive because whatever's happening, the human self feels like I need to fix that or I need to control that because I want it to go a certain way. So whenever I see myself trapped in this, I got to fix that. I got to control this. I want to shape this. I want to own this. That emotional, and it's usually you're wrong and I'm right. Funny how that works. But I know I'm in my human self when that's the feeling that's going through my body and my awareness. Now, my higher self is very observant. Yes, all this stuff is still happening. All the external world drama, trauma, gyrations, it's still going on. And my higher self is not emotionally engaged. It is aware. There is an observant quality to it. And instead of reacting the way my human self does, my higher self is responsive. And it's always responding in a way to provide supportive love and grateful compassion. Now, let me define those terms just a little bit for you so you know what I'm talking about, what this feels like. Supportive love is when I'm really present for other people and I'm not judging them. I'm acknowledging that they are on their own journey. They are having a different experience than mine, and that's fine. And I am celebrating their progress. So I don't want to bemoan where they are or sympathize with them too much because, yes, I want to acknowledge how they feel, but I don't want to lock them in on feeling poorly. I want to refocus their attention on their progress and how well they're doing and how strong they are, how capable and resourceful they are. So that supportive love is bolstering them and not forcing them to stay where they are. Okay, so that's kind of part one of coming from my higher self. Part two is grateful compassion. Now, I always think of it as we have the ability to learn by watching what other people are doing around us. I mean, that's why I love a great book or a wonderful movie. You know, I don't have to live through the extreme challenges that are going on the screen. I can still learn from them by watching how somebody else adapts so they can master the situation. They can master themselves so the situation becomes much more agreeable. Now, I'm really grateful that I get these incredible insights just by being present and aware of what's happening for someone else. And I can have incredible compassion for the struggles that they are enduring. I don't have to live their struggles. Remember, I'm in my higher self. So I'm observing, I'm witnessing, I'm not living it. I'm not anchoring my emotions into their emotions. Instead, I stay objective so that I can really root for them and root for myself at the same time. I got their back, right? I'm there to support them. Okay, so human self, very emotional, reactive, wants to control or fix. Higher self, very observant, responsive in the form of supportive love and grateful compassion. That's the distinction. Now, I find it really vital to set my intention first and then recommit to it several times throughout the day because I'm only human. And right now, the stats say a human attention span is shorter than a goldfish. It's like 4 seconds. We are so used to being distracted and caught up in the drama of what's happening in the external world that we forget all about how we are being. Our intention is how we want to be in the world. Now, inevitably, this is a process, right? We are here to experience conflict, the contrast between what is wanted and what is not wanted. What is wanted is to embody my intention and come from my higher self. What happens is I forget all about my intention and I come from my human self on occasion. It happens, okay? So I want to share with you how you can quickly recover and turn every single moment into a blessing. Now, this is going to sound really familiar if you've ever heard one of my episodes before and listened to the Activate Abundance segment. Funny how that works. Step one, gratitude for what is right now. Because whatever is happening, whatever you did that you're feeling uncomfortable about, whatever is happening in the world that makes you upset, it's all a part of practicing spiritual mastery. Just remember that. I'm grateful that I get to practice spiritual mastery. That's why I'm here. That's why I was born. Is every single moment I'm either developing more spiritual mastery because I goofed and now I'm learning something and I'm getting better at it, or I'm embodying spiritual mastery. Just by coming from that higher self space, I'm being a great role model for other people. And most of the time, they don't even notice. But I notice. I notice when I'm coming from my higher self or my human self. And I want to tune into that and be very present to it so I can quickly shift out of that human self and back into my higher self. And step one is gratitude that I get to practice spiritual mastery. Yeah, this is for my highest good. Step two, acknowledge how you feel and why you feel that way. Your human self is just showing up because you're triggered by external referencing. And all the time, you actually want to live from your higher self. So that contrast is giving you discomfort. There are three different things that can cause your discomfort, okay? There's different ways to look at what shows up in your life and why you get this kind of knee-jerk response instead of remembering to come from your intention and your higher self. Now, Marissa Peer, brilliant hypnotist, I've talked about her in the past, she talks about what your inner child really needs. There are 6 fundamental needs that your inner child has. Number one is love. Number two is safety. Number three, significant, valued. Number four, connected. Number five, seen. And number six, heard. Those are really fundamental needs. And when you're a little tiny infant, all of those needs are met. Now, as you start to get a little bit older And especially with like potty training or learning how to eat your own food or put on clothing, all of a sudden you're getting lessons, you're getting instructions. And sometimes that inner child just does not feel supported. Your parents are busy, they're distracted, they have to teach you how to survive in the world. And so ultimately, you don't feel loved, you don't feel safe, you don't feel significant or valued, you don't feel connected, they're definitely not seeing you, and nobody's listening to you. So those things show up, and ironically, you have to give them to yourself. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. So that's Marissa Peer's inner child needs. That's one thing that can cause your discomfort. Now, the next thing that can cause your discomfort comes from Tony Robbins, and he talks about the 6 human needs. It's a little bit different from Marissa Peer's take on it. So for Tony Robbins, he says, we crave certainty. We want to know what's coming so we can plan ahead. You know, that whole control freak thing? Yeah, certainty is all about the control freak. Now, in contrast to certainty, we love variety. Because if we had to eat exactly the same thing for every single meal, man, that would get boring fast. So we love a little bit of variety, flexibility, you know, live it up, try something different, stimulate our senses somehow so we really get to enjoy life. The third human need is significance. We want to feel important and valuable, but also needed. You know, we want to feel like we're one of the top dogs. We're somebody of respected and admired and looked towards, right? That's a fundamental human need. Now, in contrast with significance, we also want to feel a sense of love and connection. And sometimes those two kind of battle it out. Same way certainty and variety go head to head, significance versus love and connection, they tend to go head to head too. That can cause problems. Now, the other two human needs that Tony Robbins identified are growth and contribution. And it's really interesting. Those two are the highest needs you can have. They're really great needs to have when you want to grow and you want to contribute. You want to make a difference just by being who you are. But sometimes something happens in our world, somebody ignores you or doesn't respond the way you think they're going to, and one of those human needs just gets triggered. Like you feel like you're growing and they're not noticing your growth. Excuse me? Hello? This is something I've been working on and you're not even paying attention, right? You see how the inner child and that Tony Robbins human needs, they can get violated and we get totally ticked off when that happens. Now, just to make things a little more interesting, we have limiting beliefs too. Not only do we have all these needs, we have 4 fundamental limiting beliefs. The first one is, I'm just not lovable enough. You know, I'm a nice person, but why would anybody go out of their way for me? I'm not lovable enough. The second one is, I just don't have enough knowledge or influence. There's kind of this subcontext of I don't deserve it, or I haven't earned it, or I'm not good enough, right? The third one is I can't do enough. See that control freak coming back again, right? It's like I can't delegate anything because I do it perfectly and I don't want to have to explain it to everybody. I just can't get it all done. I can't do enough. It's a limiting belief that we have. And the fourth limiting belief is it's not safe to be me. I can't be vulnerable. I can't be open. I can't be authentic and real because people will judge me. People will criticize me and cut me down. And so in order to stay safe, because it's not safe to be me, we shut ourselves down and we tend to be a little reactive because we're trying to protect ourselves. So I know this is a great big mess that I've just shown you, and all of this is going to be in the show notes. So don't worry about it. You can come back and revisit this again. That's why it's so important to acknowledge how you feel and why you feel that way. That self-awareness, know thyself, is really, really key. So when you get triggered, it's like, ooh, why am I triggered? Is this my inner child who doesn't feel supported and validated? Or is it probably a combination of inner child and human needs? And which of my limiting beliefs is popping up right now? Yikes. Well, no wonder I'm not feeling it right now. I'm being a little emotional and reactive instead of observant and compassionate and loving. That can happen. Step three, appreciate the opportunity to grow and contribute. Because this is really what it's all about. It's about you experiencing that contrast and growing through it, because of it, in spite of it. It's you owning who you are, a little chunk of the divine, here to expand the unbelievable, massive amount of the divine just by you being you. And if you don't understand this, I highly recommend that you read the book Power Versus Force or The Map of Consciousness Explained. Both of those books are absolutely marvelous. And in them, the author, David Hawkins, talks about how your increased consciousness actually improves the planet for everybody, not just for you. You're the bellwether. You're the canary in the coal mine. You're the beginning of the wave, okay? You're the little rock that's dropped in the pond that starts the ripples flowing out. And David Hawkins says, you know, if one person commits to live at the energy of love, which is measured at 500, that offsets 700,000 people who are living at survival levels, 200 or below, and that's the majority of the planet. So you being willing to grow through this experience and own your consciousness and elevate your consciousness, elevate your spiritual mastery, embody spiritual mastery, that is transforming the planet. It is the best thing you can do for everyone, including you. So here's an example. The stuff just hit the fan, and maybe you didn't show up as your higher self. You were a bit reactive. You were a little ticked off with somebody, and you didn't show up as well as you could have. The very first thing I want you to do, now that we're at the appreciate stage, love yourself right now. Love yourself right now. That's what's missing. And like Marissa Pierce says, the only person you really truly believe is you. So you have to give yourself what you need. And what you need right now is reassurance and love. So put your hand on your heart. That immediately stimulates oxytocin. That's the feel-good chemical that actually expands your awareness in your brain. It opens you up to be, instead of that tunnel vision that we get when we're like freaking out about something, oxytocin opens up that peripheral vision so you're more aware of opportunities and how things are actually working in your favor. So put your hand on your heart and tell yourself, it's okay. It's okay. I love you. You're doing the best you can. You're learning and growing. And I'm really proud of you. It's okay. I love you. Oh, man, that feels really good. Love yourself right now because you're going to make mistakes. And you have to be there for you. You can't expect the outside world to read your mind and know what you need. You have to know yourself. And then you have to love yourself. Okay, a few bonus points. The next thing that you can do is forgive yourself. And I like to use Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian prayer, which is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. You can start at any spot that you want in those four statements, and you say them over and over again until you feel the energy release. Because when you make a mistake and you're judging yourself and you're criticizing yourself, and honestly, we are so hard on ourselves. I mean, we say horrible things to ourselves that we would never say to anybody else. So instead of beating yourself up, love yourself and then do Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And stop beating yourself up because you're learning. You're growing. You have to make mistakes in order to grow. You have to. It's a prerequisite. So instead of going, oh, I made a mistake. This is horrible. I'm never going to live this down. No. this is the biggest blessing I've ever had, because now I'm learning leaps and bounds of spiritual mastery. I am at a completely different level than I ever was before. Then the third part is recommit to being your higher self. Recommit to showing up as supportive love and grateful compassion for yourself and for other people. Look at your intention. Did you bail on it? Did you forget to set it? Yeah, it happens. We're busy. Oh, shorter attention span than a goldfish, right? So don't beat yourself up. Just recommit to how you want to be and then come from that space. Have everything you do exemplify who you are being. That's step three. Step four, you're going to activate it. I want you to activate this by commit to doing it with me. You're not on your own. I'm on this path too. I'm learning and growing too with you. So by all means, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, elaine@theabundancejourney.com, and tell me how it's going. Tell me what struggles you're having, or get an accountability buddy that can support you and give you some feedback. Because sometimes it's a little hard for us to step back and get an objective perspective on which of our inner child's needs has been violated or not supported, which of our human needs are we trying to satisfy and doing a really bad job of satisfying it with our human self instead of our higher self, and which of those limiting beliefs is rearing its ugly head again. Having an accountability buddy can kind of help us get that objective perspective. And step five, surprise, celebrate. Celebrate yourself. You are making great progress. Your growth contributes to elevating the energy on the planet. It actually makes the world a better place. The more you enjoy being you, the more we get to enjoy life too. How can it get even better than this? Oh, don't you just love it? So this was a lot. I know this was a lot, but there's a reason why we stumble so often, because we've got all these different things that we're trying to accomplish, and some of them are counterproductive. Some of them don't serve each other. What serves us every single time is recommitting to coming from our higher self every time. Stick around, because we're going to activate abundance in just a minute. Hi, it's Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador. And I know, since you're listening to this show or watching this show, The Abundance Journey, you really want to experience more abundance in your life. Well, that's why I wrote the book, 5 Steps to Activate Your Abundance. It's available for sale right now from Amazon, from barnesandnoble.com, and many international sellers. And I want you to pick up a copy, because I'm really opening the kimono here and sharing all of the information you need to experience abundance in every single aspect of your life. The book's divided into 3 parts. Part 1 is called Meeting the Divine. This is where I share my near-death experience and the conversation I got to have with our higher power during my stroke. In part 2, Messages from the Divine, I share the best practices that I was given, the secret sauce in how life actually works. And so you understand really why you're here and how you can make the most of your life so you love every single moment. And then in the part 3 is Partnering with the Divine. That's where I go into each of the 5 steps to activate your abundance and explain exactly why it works so well. So take a moment to pick up a copy. It's available as an ebook, a paperback book, an audiobook, and a video course. So however you like to absorb information, abundance is waiting for you. Wow, we covered a lot today. It's all about loving life. And it can be challenging to love life when we get triggered in so many different ways. So step 1, I'm really grateful for you for joining me. And figuring out how you can love your life even more right now in this moment. You don't have to change a thing about yourself. You don't have to lose weight first. You don't have to graduate from college first. You don't have to get that promotion first. Be grateful that you get to grow in spiritual mastery in every single moment. And I'm so grateful that you joined me here today. Step two, acknowledge something you heard that was really, really important and super profound. And there's something I hope you heard that can make all the difference in your life, and that is your intention. You really have to call your shots before you make the shot. You really do. You have to have a clear idea of how you want to be before you start doing. The biggest mistake we make as human beings is we think we have to just do. What do I do next? How do I do that? That's not the right question. The very first thing we get to do, if we want to be successful and we want true spiritual mastery, we get to be. We get to be our higher selves. So set your intention, and that makes all the difference in the world. That is acknowledge. Acknowledge that you need to set your intention, how you want to feel and what you want to create. Step three, appreciate the difference it can make in your life. Well, it's totally different when you start from how you are being, right? When you go to a family celebration, maybe you're getting together for Thanksgiving or something, and you know, there's always people who want to argue and they're looking for significance. They want to be the big man on campus at the table, right? Everybody has these hidden needs. They have their infant self, the internal needs that Marissa Peer was talking about. They have the needs, the human needs that Tony Robbins talks about. They have the limiting beliefs that show up. So I want to appreciate the fact that everybody's dealing with this. Everybody is. So when I walk in the door and I've already set my intention that I don't need to be dependent upon anybody else to feel the way I want to feel, I can feel that first. I can feel that right now. I can walk in the door filled with supportive love and grateful compassion for everybody in the room, no matter what they say, no matter how they act, no matter what happens, no matter what I hear, no matter what my human self would like to jump in and say. I can really stay focused on my higher self, and I can feel it first by setting my intention before I walk in the room. And I'm the only one who can give myself that validation. I'm the only one who can make what happens in my external world meaningful for me and supportive for me. And the way I do that is I recognize that absolutely everything is contributing to my spiritual mastery. Everything is a reminder to recommit, to come from my higher self, be my higher self, demonstrate supportive love and grateful compassion. I really appreciate that. Step four, activate abundance. Now, frankly, you can't take out the calendar and write it down. Yeah, a little physical trigger like crossing your fingers or tugging on your earlobe might help, but frankly, I think you need to declare it. I am declaring. I am really paying attention to my intention. What I want to set my intention. I'm very aware of whether I have an intention in place and whether I'm honoring that intention, which is always about coming from my higher self and being how I really want to be. Because when I am being my human self, that doesn't feel that good. When I'm being my higher self, it feels great. And I can honor my human needs and my child needs, my inner child needs, and I can reassure myself over my limiting beliefs, but I have to do that for myself. I can't get that from anybody else. I'm the one who does it for me. So I'm making a commitment. I'm declaring to you that that's how I'm going to handle this. That's how I'm going to process this. And I appreciate you holding me accountable to that. If you think that I'm slipping on not holding my intention, let me know. Because I'm human. I'm learning. I'm growing. And I'm going to make mistakes. That's how this works. Step 5, celebrate your progress. This is an amazing journey that we're on. That's why I call it the abundance journey. It is an analogy for your life. Your life is an unending, unfolding treasure trove of every kind of abundance you can imagine. How awesome that we are blessed to be alive and on this planet right now. And we are continually adopting more and more spiritual mastery. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll see you next time for the Abundance Journey.
You've been listening to the Abundance Journey Show with Elaine Starling. Visit theabundancejourney.com/podcast gifts to access today's gift, as well as gifts from our other guests. Tune in every week to activate abundance in your life and business. If something resonated with you, please share it with your friends so they can benefit too. Keep activating abundance, and we'll see you in the next episode.